going back in?
There's still men out there. God damn. When I go home, people ask me, "Hey, Hoot, why do you do it, man? Why? You're some kind of war junkie?" I won't say a goddamn word. Why? They won't understand. They won't understand why we do it. They won't understand it's about the men next to you. And that's it. That's all it is. Hey, don't even think about it, all right? I'm better on my own. Hey, we started a whole new week. It's Monday.
Friends, fans, followers, leaders, and true believers, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, whatever the fuck it is in between, I don't know, I got some bittersweet shit this time. Let's hit the sad, let's go to the bitter first, we lost Lemmy Kilmister. Lemmy Kilmister, if you don't know, was the lead singer of a group called Motorhead. He was also probably the father of heavy metal, at least thrash metal, that is, and he'll always say, "We're Motorhead, we play rock and roll," but you guys know better if you know who he was. And if not, if you didn't know who he was just such a fucking nice guy. I really didn't know him well. I wish I would have, but it took me a lot of balls to actually get up and talk to him. There's very few people in this world I was intimidated by initially, and he was one of them. And it took me a lot of cheeseburgers at the Rainbow before I got up and talked to the guy. And it was just such a legit, real fucking person. You know, and there's just, the attitude was, you know, if you don't like it, fuck you, man. And they did music the way they wanted to do music. And, you know, I don't want to, I want to talk about this on a different episode. Definitely want to dedicate it all to Lemmy. And it's weird because there's nobody that I did not know that passed away that kind of hit me like this. You know, I never really knew the guy, you know, and it actually kind of hurts because he was just such a force. It's just, there's some kind of something about his integrity and his honesty, and it's gone. You know, it's not there anymore. And I don't want to think about a world without Lemmy. So let's go to the sweet part. Let's talk about something else. The sweet part would be something that caused a lot of pain and misery for a lot of other people. And that was Iwo Jima. Iwo Jima is crazy because people died in days that we lose in complete wars now. And it's that part's sad. A couple CBs and a couple Marines were asking about how I got the opportunity to go. Well, here's basically how it is. Each command is allowed to go, I guess, X amount of times while they're on a deployment. They can announce it. Sometimes they do special request shits for people to get re-enlisted there. Stuff like that. And it just so happened, they said, "Hey, man, we have X amount of seats. If you want to ask to go, this is how many we'll give you. Do an essay, do whatever, and send it in." Well, my family is old, with the exception of my father's generation, who's, you know, they didn't really do the whole Vietnam thing. I think my dad was a little too young for Nam anyway, but that whole generation was the one, the only one was skipped. But before that, my grandfather, my great-grandfather, they were all vets. My grandpa lost his brothers in World War II. As a matter of fact, that's one of the reasons why he got sent home. He was, because of the Sullivan's Act, he lost, or I guess easier way to relate is because of Saving Private Ryan. The same premise with that movie was why my grandpa got sent home. He lost brothers in Death March of Bataan. He lost brothers that pilots shot down. Just crazy shit. And it's sad. But that's one of the reasons why I wanted to do this. Now, I have to have both of my hips replaced. have avascular necrosis, also known as osteonecrosis. So what they're going to do is they got to fucking go in, they got to take out my hips and replace them. And it's hard just to walk a couple blocks. And this is a 10-mile hike round trip. The whole time I was walking this, I was thinking about the kind of shit everybody else was going through. You know, I'm not a badass. I'm far from it, man. You know, the guys that are badasses were the ones in World War II that, like, they know shit took this fucking hill. Because that's Mount Motherfucker. And I'm telling you right now, that thing is like, when you land, well, let's even back up a little bit more. Mount Motherfucker, we'll talk about Mount Motherfucker in a second, but when you're here, you gotta get weighed in, they do all that other stuff, you get on a C-130, if you haven't been on a C-130, I call it Red Net Express, because you're not sitting in regular chairs, you're sitting in, like, red fucking, like, a red net. Now, imagine one of the shitty soccer nets. That's what this is. Not the regular, like, webs net. Not the web net that you have in basketball courts and all that other shit. We're talking about the shitty ghetto hood fucking nets. That's what you're sitting in. And C-130 sounds like you're stuck in between the axles of a semi-truck going about 110 miles an hour. Even though no semi-trucks really can go 110, but that's where it is. And it's pretty fucking loud. And honestly, I like it. It's soothing to me. A lot of people get really, get a headache, and some people get nauseous. Most C-130 flights, when I get in, I try to take bets on who's going to throw up. Not so much who's going to throw up, but I take numbers on how many people are going to throw up, because that's usually fun to do. Because usually there's about two or three. And I lost this time. I don't think anybody puked. I didn't see anybody throw up. But then again, I took a nap. But either way, that's a fun thing to do is always bet on somebody's puking, because it's going to happen. Because they got such weird fucking turbulence when it gets up in the air. And then you got that, and you got the nerves, and you got the noise. And it really bugs a lot of people. And it's pretty fun. I love it. But after basically a 2.5 hour flight from Okinawa, you land on the island Iwo Jima. The only way you can get there is military flights, because it's basically a Japanese base. I don't know, Army, Navy, whatever the fuck it is, but it's a Japanese base. And when you land there, you get off your plane, you walk straight over into one of the little buildings. They got the restroom in the building directly by where you land, and across the street from that building has a vending machine in it. There's no vending machine in the building where you first walk into. There's one across the street from the one you walk into. So just in case you want to get a Coca-Cola or some other shit. But when you go, I highly suggest you wear comfortable shoes. On the thing, it's going to tell you that you have to have toed shoes. You can't wear flip-flops, sandals, all their stuff, and I do not suggest that you wear sandals or flip-flops, because that is fucking killer, because you're going to go on a big-ass hike. You walk in there, you're going to go on a big-ass hike. When you get off the plane, you're going to go in there, you're going to probably get a pop or whatever. If you got a backpack full of stuff, good on you, and you're going to start hiking. Now, there's two ways you can do this trip. My suggestion is this: you go straight to the top. It's a 10-mile round trip, so I'm saying walk directly 5 miles to the top of Mount Motherfucker. And that's what's so crazy about it, is because I'm walking in tennis shoes. I got tennis shoes on. I got Vans cargo pants. And a t-shirt, and I was walking that, and it was uncomfortable. I cannot imagine wearing the gear they wore in World War II, and the steepness of this hill, it's crazy. We're walking on pavement. Those guys, they charged that motherfucker, man. That's nuts. And, I mean, if you gotta do it, yeah, do it. Don't get me wrong, but in hindsight, it's just hard to believe how much shit those guys went through back in the day, you know? And And so that whole time, I have to get both my hips replaced. And in the back of my head, all I kept thinking about was the shit our guys went through back then. You know, I mean, what kind of pain these guys were in. You know, I mean, they're seeing their buddies just fucking just dying left and right. No, and I can't imagine that. I've got friends. I lived on camps named after. It's just, I can put the fucking names and voices to a couple people that passed away. Only a few. But hundreds, man. Hundreds. It's just uncomprehendable for me to actually think about that kind of shit. You know, that's deep. So that was constantly going through my head. So, and the more I thought about that, I thought about the motivation these guys had to make it through, because you never want anything you do to be in vain. And especially when you're for your friends in the military, they're like family, you know, and that drive is going to push you further than anything. Cause my biggest fear is failure of somebody I gave my word to, not so much for myself, but failing for a friend. And I think a lot of people have somewhat of a drive like that. And I think that propels you to the next fucking level. And it kicks that gear up, so you got one more. So climbing Mount Motherfucker was a motherfucker, but it didn't hurt as bad as you'd think it would. Because by the time I got all the way up to the top, oh my God, it sucked. Walking, oh my gosh. But by the time I got to the top, it felt so good. It just a look, and you can just see forever, it seems like, up there. And you think about raising the flag, and you think about all the things that happened there. And I was watching, there's a couple different documentaries on Netflix, and I've heard good stories from World War II vets, and it's amazing. But, I mean, to actually physically be there, bucket list accomplished, man. And that was amazing. Coming back down, this is where it's cool. When you come back down, and this is my suggestion, don't fuck up like I did. When you come back down, there are a bunch of pillboxes. Pillboxes basically like built up entrenchments. Some look like concrete bunkers, all kinds of cool shit that the Japanese put up for them to set up their machine guns and then shoot at us. And you just to put yourself mentally where these guys were on both sides, you know? I mean, because everybody's got somebody that loves them, and no matter what side you're on, you're thinking what you're doing is right. And especially those guys and us, we, no matter what, both sides of war, you think you're right. And just the people coming at you, the devil dogs, as they call the Marines, they won't stop. Germans started that one, but still, fucking devil dogs. That's what they've been called. So just think about these motherfucking scary Marines just charging at you, pissed off. They just seen their buddies fucking dying in the water. And then you got these Japanese that are just so gung-ho. They'll fucking get in a aircraft full of fuel, or enough fuel just for one stop, either way, just to land right on your fucking ship, man. So if you think about the kamikaze, you got those kamikaze motherfuckers. Just think about the mindset, just a machine gunner. They don't give a fuck. You know, they pretty much banked on not going home anyway. So that's fucking nuts. And we always bank on going home. You know, and it's not about dying for your country. It's making the poor bastard die for theirs. I mean, that's one of my favorite quotes I've ever heard about war. And it's true, you know. But fuck, man. That's insane. So going back to the whole trip back down, it's cool. You see those pillboxes like I'm talking about. You also see a lot of entrances to caves. And you can't go in any of them. So I just kind of like I picture like all kinds of cool Pitfall type video game bullshit from Zelda. You know, I know there's no demons and stuff in there, but I just think it's kind of neat. You know, just use your let your imagination go wild and stuff. And just think about where they keep, where they'd sleep. Would they sleep in those things? I don't know, man. I'd really like to know, I need to learn more about this because I'm sure there's places in there that were like basically like underground forts. I've read about those before, but I need to do more research. It's really interesting because when you start walking through there, I know there's no fucking a Legend of Zelda bullshit caves, but your imagination kind of runs wild as far as what the hell goes on in these things, you know? And the sand is black. You know, I mean, it's like fucking black sand. It's like ink, dried ink. Like when your fucking ink filter blows up, except for it doesn't stick to your hands. That's the color of the sand. It's really interesting. It's really pretty cool. So you do that. Check out that. Check all that stuff out. The monuments. There's all kinds of monuments all over the place. And just yeah, man. Take our last name, take a name tag, an extra name tag if you want to go, and put it up on the top of Mount Motherfucker, as I call it, and I'm sure I'm not going to call it by its regular name. I'm just going to call it Mount Motherfucker, because when you walk it, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. It's such an amazing trip, and man, I'm coming to the end, man. My career is almost over. It's weird. It's just so weird how many things I've done. How many things I've seen, the places I've been, the friends and family, and, you know, fuck, I love y'all, man. You're all like family. I'm going to miss it. I'm going to miss it a lot, you know, especially like these weird fucking spur of the moment. Hey, we're going to fly to Iwakuni and fly right back. Do you want to go? Yeah, type things, you know? And, so don't pass up the opportunity to do something like that and, you know, go for it. And, as Lemmy would have said, born to lose, live to win. So, no matter what your situation is, fucking make it better, make the best out of it. If your hips are broken, walk up Mount Motherfucker. I don't know how to end these things.
Blood as he screamed for his mother. and I fell by his side, and that's how we died, clinging like kids to each other. And I lay in the mud and the guts and the blood, and I wept as his body grew colder. And I called for my mother, and she never came, though it wasn't my fault, and I wasn't to blame. The day not half over, and 10,000 slain, and now there's nobody remembers our names, and that's how it is for us all. One, one, two, three. Time went by and I found out a thing or two. My shine wore off as time wore on. I thought that I was living out the perfect life, but in the lonely hours when the truth begins to bite, I thought about the time when I turn my back and stall. I ain't no nice guy after all. When I was young, I was the only game in town. I thought I had it down for sure. The time went by, the way I'm sure. I thought that I was living life the only way, but as I saw the light was more than day to day, I turned around, I read the writing on the wall. I know now it's sky after all. Between your birth and death, you know there's lots of times when you should have saved your breath. It comes as quite a shock when a trip leads to a fall. I ain't no nice guy after all. Life. But light. I turned around, I read the writing on the wall. I ain't no nice guy after all. I ain't no nice guy after all. A long December, and there's reason to believe maybe this year will be better than the last. I can't remember the last thing that you said as you were leaving, but the days go by so fast, and it's one more day up in the canyon. And it's one more night in Hollywood. If you think that I could be forgiven, I wish you would. And it's one more day up in the canyons. And it's one more night in Hollywood. If you think you might come to California, I think you should. Na 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 na. Talked a little while about the year. I guess the winter makes you laugh a little slower, makes you talk a little lower about the things you could not show her. And it's been a long December, and there's reason to believe maybe this year will be better than. Can't remember all the times I tried to tell myself to hold on to these moments as they pass. And it's one more day up in the canyon. And it's one more night in Hollywood. So long since I seen the ocean, I guess I should.